Pop Defect Radio. Subversive music for dangerous times.
You're saying our government plans to commit a terrorist act against a domestic airline?
There you go. Indicting the entire government as usual. It's a faction. A small faction.
For what possible gain?
The Cold War's over, John. But with no clear enemy to stockpile against, the arms market's flat. But bring down a fully loaded 727 into the middle of New York City, and you'll find a dozen tin pot dictators all over the world just clamoring to take responsibility and begging to be smart bombed.
I can't believe it. This is about increasing arms sales.
We're back at 8:30 on this Tuesday morning. It's the 11th day of September, the year 2001. And we've got a nice crowd on a beautiful early fall morning here in Manhattan. We hope the weather's pretty where you're waking up as well.
WCBS News Time 8:48. It's traffic and weather together. Tom Kaminsky, Chopper 880.
All right, Pat, we are just currently getting a look at the World Trade Center. We have something that has happened here at the World Trade Center.
It's 8:52 here in New York. I'm Bryant Gumbel. We understand that a plane has crashed into the World Trade Center.
This just in, you are looking at obviously a very disturbing live shot there. That is the World Trade Center, and we have unconfirmed reports this morning that a plane has crashed into one of the towers of the World Trade Center.
I just witnessed a plane that appeared to be cruising slightly lower than normal altitude over New York City, and it appears to have crashed into, I don't know which tower it is, but it hit directly in the middle of one of the World Trade Center towers.
Sean, what kind of plane? Was it a small plane, a jet?
It was a jet. Looked like a two-engine jet, maybe a 737.
You're talking about a large passenger commercial
large
jet.
Large passenger commercial jet.
And where were you when you saw this?
I am on the 21st floor of 510 Plaza.
Did it appear that the plane was having any difficulty flying?
Yes, it did.
Okay, could you tell me what you saw?
It came over the building and it was idling and it just went right in. Right. 737 American Airlines.
American Airlines plane.
Yes, at around 8:52.
Can you describe what you saw?
Just a plane over a building, very low, and then it went straight in.
And there was an explosion?
Yes.
It appears that there is more and more fire and smoke enveloping the very top of the building. And as fire crews are descending on this area, it does not appear that there's any kind of an effort up there yet. Now remember, oh my God.
That looks like a second plane.
That just exploded.
We just saw another plane coming in from the side.
You did. That was out of
view. Yes, and that's the second explosion. You could see the plane come in just from the right-hand side of the screen.
This was the second of the explosions. A plane comes in from the right of the picture and appears to be about to pass behind the South Tower. Next comes a huge explosion with debris showering out from the tower and down towards the streets below as the upper floors are immediately obscured by the billowing smoke. By now, the other tower, the North Tower, was already ablaze at the top as well, after being struck by another plane. Eyewitnesses said the planes made no attempt to swerve as they flew towards the buildings. New Yorkers assumed they were reliving the 1993 attack on this, one of the most famous landmarks of the capitalist world.
Today, we've had a national tragedy. Two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center in an apparent terrorist attack on our country.
Two airplanes, one of them possibly a 737, had crashed into New York's World Trade Center towers.
Oh, it was chaos. It's something out of a movie.
8:48 a.m., American Airlines Flight 11.
hijacked en route from Boston to Los Angeles, slams into the North Tower of the World Trade Center, two-thirds of the way up the 110-story building.
We had seen a fireball, and I can tell you it appears as though something has gone into the World Trade Center.
20 minutes later, at 9:08 a.m., a United Airlines flight, number 175, also from Boston to Los Angeles, tips its wings and crashes into the South Tower. An incredible fireball, so remarkable, it didn't even seem real.
It looked like a plane rammed into the second building.
35 minutes after that, 9:43 a.m.
We are breaking into the special live coverage of what's happening at the World Trade Center in New York to tell you about something going on right here at the Pentagon. You are looking at both pictures. The smoke that you see on the left-hand side of your screen is right here in the Washington area at the Pentagon.
Looks like the helipad area of the Pentagon over towards 395. There were reports of an explosion. People said the building
shook. They felt the building shake, and they're evacuating that building. We're also getting word that the White House may be under an evacuation order right now. Again, we don't know exactly what happened here at the Pentagon, but you can see the result of whatever it was near the area of the heliport is lots of billowing smoke, dark smoke, and workers reported hearing something and then feeling the area rumble.
What do you hear, Tom?
There is construction
work there, going on there.
We don't know what is the cause of this smoke, but we are keeping you updated on this story and, of course, the breaking story in New York where one of two planes we're now hearing that crashed into the World Trade Center was hijacked after takeoff from Boston.
On the left.
On the left is the Pentagon. And on the right is the World Trade Center, where reports now from AP say that one of the two planes that crashed into the World Trade Center towers was hijacked after takeoff.
President Bush has called the World Trade Center explosions apparent terrorist attacks. Again, on the left of your screen.
Now we're hearing that the Associated Press is quoting witnesses as saying it was an aircraft that crashed into the Pentagon.
10:10 a.m., the fourth hijacked plane, United 93 from Newark to San Francisco, crashes in a remote area 80 miles southeast of Pittsburgh.
Hi, Captain. I would like to remain seated. We're on board and are going to back to the airport and have our demand to remain quiet.
93 verify 350. United 93 verify your level of 350. United 93 Cleveland, did you hear your company submit a clearance on a frequency a couple minutes ago screening? Yes, I did, 787, and we couldn't tell what it was either. Okay, United 93 Cleveland, if you hear the center, identify.
Command in 10cc, a ditto on the other transmission.
American 1060, you heard that also?
Yes, sir, twice.
Roger, we heard that also, thanks. I just wanted to confirm it wasn't some interference.
Is that 956?
Director 956, go.
Oh, we're just answering your call. We did hear that yelling, too.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, we're just trying to figure out what's going on.
In a little more than an hour, four horrific plane crashes, hundreds believed dead. But far worse was yet to come. At 10:05 a.m., the South Tower of the World Trade Center, possibly weakened beyond hope by the plane's impact, collapses. People can be seen jumping from the high floors.
The building came just rumbling down. It was like a war zone.
10:28 a.m., and the North Tower, choked with smoke and flames from its upper floors, disintegrates.
When we watched aghast as the towers collapsed.
И вновь в эфире специальный выпуск новостей на канале НТВ в студии Петра Марченко. Мы продолжаем следить за событиями в Нью-Йорке. Буквально минуту назад там рухнуло одно из двух зданий Всемирного торгового центра. Сейчас мы покажем то, что было снято операторами ведущих телекомпаний. Вы видите, что центр Нью-Йорка окутан дымом. Одного здания уже нет. Это произошло после теракта, который был совершен буквально час назад. Сейчас вот в прямом эфире вы видите эту картинку, что вот видно, как падает здание. Эта картинка была записана буквально несколько минут назад. Напомню, что час назад Нью-Йорк и Вашингтон подверглись атакам террористов. В здание Всемирного торгового центра в каждое врезались по пассажирскому самолету. Количество жертв до сих пор неизвестно. Я еще раз отмечу, что по официальным данным в здании Всемирного торгового центра одновременно может находиться до 40 тысяч человек. Мы будем показывать трансляцию в прямом эфире, не прерываясь. Я буду сообщать дополнительные подробности по мере их поступления. Еще раз напомню, что сегодня в здание Всемирного торгового центра в Нью-Йорке врезались два самолета. До сих пор неизвестно, какой компании они принадлежали, были ли на их борту пассажиры. По некоторым сведениям, это был Боинг, один из самолетов был Боинг 737, по другим Боинг 767. Первый самолет способен вмещать до 170 человек, второй до 300 человек одновременно.
Мы来看这条震惊世界的消息。 北京时间今天晚上8点30分左右， 两架不明身份的飞机在20分钟之内相继撞上了纽约曼哈顿的纽约世贸中心两座大楼的高层， 并且引发了爆炸。目前两幢大楼已经先后倒塌，另外位于华盛顿的美国五角大楼也遭到了炸。110階のボーイングセンタービルが倒壊したその時の様子どうでしたか？
私はちょうど車に乗っていたんですけれども、ドライバーがですね、大きな悲鳴を上げまして、その時外に出たんですが、 構真っ黒い煙を上げて、ビルが倒壊していく、倒壊した後でした、それを見ていた町の人なんですが、もう泣き叫んでおりまして、本当に町の中大混乱の状態でした、はい。
Souls, all of them.
If you are watching Building 7 at the World Trade Center collapse,
other unit calling Manhattan.
This one, okay.
What unit?
Yeah, look, we need some relief here. We have the collapse unit. This is Captain Ford and a couple other members, guys.
Are you trapped, Captain? Captain Fuentes, are you trapped?
M4, Mobile Command to Manhattan.
Go ahead, Mobile Command.
What units do you have at Broadway and Beasley at this time?
Unknown, Jay. We're not sure. You have to send somebody over there. Also, be advised that we are in radio contact with Captain Fuentes and his people. They are trapped. He's trying to give me a location, but he's unable to.
All right, 10-4, like I said, Chief Blake is on his way up with members. He's trying to get in for them now. As soon as Mobile Command Center 10, we're going to head out to Broadway and VZ, okay?
10-4, calling Captain Fuentes. All units standby, calling Captain Fuentes. Is this Captain Fuentes? 10-4. All right, we have help on the way to you, Cap. We believe that you're in the west side of the number one World Trade Center, out in front of the collapse zone. Is that correct?
Sorry, the collapse zone. 10-4.
All right, we're sending you some help.
Security and the freedom of every American citizen. We will not tolerate such acts.
The resolve of our great nation is being tested. But make no mistake, we will show the world that we will pass this test.
Do the math. I'm at his
buddy buddy with George Tenet. He's buddy buddy with Muhammad Atta. Ahmed is buddy buddy with George Tenet. He's buddy buddy with Muhammad Atta. Ahmed is buddy buddy with George Tenet. He's buddy buddy with Muhammad Atta. Ahmed is buddy buddy with George Tenet. He's buddy buddy with Muhammad Atta. At 28, flight 11 makes an unplanned 100-degree turn to the south. 904, our commander in chief is told the second plane has hit. America is under attack. He's in an elementary school and continues to read about ghosts for the next 20 minutes or so. Meanwhile, Secret Service whisked Dick Cheney into an underground presidential bunker. 8:50 a.m. there is a loss of contact with a plane detoured off course to the Capitol. But it wasn't until 9:24 a.m. that American fighters were scrambled. Do the math. This is 34 minutes after flight control lost contact with plane and long after two planes have already crashed. The 11th wasn't the first time a hijack ever took place in America. Never has there been this long a delay when any other flights were hijacked ever. 10 minutes is the maximum allowed. 34 minutes is unprecedented. This is 24 minutes that made the difference in allowing an attack on the Pentagon. Who gets the blame? Richard Myers was promoted to chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the highest military office in the country. After the worst attack on America was perpetrated under his watch, there must have been a military order. There must have been a military order. There is no other logical explanation for 34 minutes when only 10 are legally allowed. Meanwhile, chairman of intelligence committees are having breakfast with Mahmoud Ahmed. Wait, hold on. Head of the Pakistani ISI who had authorized a $100,000 wire transfer to Muhammad Atta, the alleged ringleader of the 911 attack. There must have been a military order. There is no other logical reason for 34 minutes when 10 are only legally allowed. Wow. Visit unanswerquestions.org. Truth out. Conservatives, liberals, everybody. Whoever, the media revolution. There's an agenda. Ahmed is buddy buddy with George Tenet. He's buddy buddy with Muhammad Atta. Ahmed is buddy buddy with George Tenet. He's buddy buddy with Muhammad Atta. Ahmed is buddy buddy with George Tenet. He's buddy buddy with Muhammad Atta. Ahmed is buddy buddy with George Tenet. He's buddy buddy with Muhammad Atta. Ahmed is buddy buddy with George Tenet. He's buddy buddy with Muhammad Atta. Ahmed is buddy buddy with George Tenet. He's buddy buddy with Muhammad Atta. Ahmed is buddy buddy with George Tenet. He's buddy buddy with Muhammad Atta. Ahmed is buddy buddy with George Tenet. He's buddy buddy with Muhammad Atta.
When I was a kid, I remember that book. They used to put out there in the Old West a wanted poster. It said, wanted dead or alive.
In George Bush's America, the poor were not a priority. And after September 11th, 2001, correcting America's social problems took a back seat to fear, panic, and a new set of priorities.
One way to express our unity is for Congress to set the military budget, the defense of the United States, as a number one priority and fully fund my request.
We've been selling a lot of chemical suits with the gloves and the hoods, and we've been selling a lot of gas masks.
I'm trying to get one for myself and my puppy.
Dennis Marks and his wife have been stocking up supplies.
Weapons, ammunition.
Walmart says after September 11th, gun sales surged 70%, ammunition up 140%. In Dallas, they're already taking pot shots at Osama bin Laden.
In the months following the 9/11 attacks, we Americans were gripped in a state of fear. None of us knew if we too would die at the hands of the evildoers, or who might be sitting next to some crazy guy trying to light his shoes on fire. The threats seemed very real.
It's probably a little paranoia or anything, but I'm not going to take the chance, that's all. Just try to protect myself and my family.
Our growing fears were turned into a handsome profit for many.
Mike Blake has seen a 30% increase in sales at ADT over the last month. Most of the people he talks to are still a little uneasy over these September 11th terrorist attacks.
How are we afraid of all these things? It's because a lot of people are making a lot of money off of it and a lot of careers off of it. And so there's vested interests. A lot of activity to keep us afraid.
And what better way to fight box-cutter-wielding terrorists than to order a record number of fighter jets from Lockheed? Yes, everyone felt safer, especially with the Army doing garbage detail on Park Avenue. And the greatest benefit of all of a terrorized public is that the corporate and political leaders can get away with just about anything.
Now, I never seen a better example of cash-and-carry government than this Bush administration and Enron.
There were a lot of things that I didn't know after the World Trade Center attack, but one thing was clear. Whether it was before or after September 11th, a public that's this out of control with fear should not have a lot of guns or ammo laying around.
Good evening. I would like to report on the state of our war against the American people. We're mounting a sustained campaign to crack down on every American and every person of every faith and every nation, and to bring them to justice. All missions are being executed according to plan, without warning or provocation. Americans are being swept up in an international dragnet. Thousands of FBI agents are on the trail of other citizens here and abroad. It has everything to do with hate and evil and murder and prejudice. America's strong, strong, strong.
Federal agents, we are armed! What would you do if you knew all the things we knew? Would you stand up for truth? Or would you turn away too? And then what if you saw all of the things that's wrong? Would you stand tall and strong? Or would you turn and walk away? What would you do if you knew all the things we knew? Would you stand up for truth? Or would you turn away too? And then what if you saw all of the things that's wrong? Would you stand tall and strong? Or would you turn and walk away?
I see a message from the government. Like every day, I watch it and listen and call them all suckers. They wanted me about Osama or whatever. Picture me buying the scam, I said never. You in tune to a hard truth soldier spitting. I stay committed, gives a fuck to die, I lose commission. It's all a part of fighting devil state mind control. And all about the battle for your body, mind, and soul. And now I'm hoping you don't close your mind so they shape you. Don't forget they made us slaves, gave us AIDS and raped us. Another Bush season mean another war for profit. All in secret so the public never think to stop. The Illuminati, 666, all connected. Stole the votes, they control the race and take elections. It's the Skull and Bones Freemason Kill Committee. See the dragon getting shittier in every city.
What would you do if you
what would you do?
Knew all the things we knew?
No.
Would you stand up for truth? Or would you turn away too?
No.
And then what if you saw all of the things that's wrong? Would you stand tall?
Ask yourself who's the one with the most to gain. 4-9-11 motherfuckers couldn't stand his name. Now even niggas waving flags like they lost their mind. Everybody got opinions but don't know the time. Cause America's been took, it's plain to see. The oldest trick in the book is making enemy. A phony evil so the government can do its dirt and take away your freedom, lock and load, beat and search. Ain't nothing changed but more colored people locked in prison. These pigs still beat us but it seems we forgetting. But I remember 4 September how these devils do it. Fuck Giuliani, ask Diallo how he doing. We in the streets, holler jail to the thief. Follow fuck, waving flags, bring these dragons to their knees. Oil, blood, money, make these killers ride cold. Suspicious suicide, people dying never told. It's all a part of playing God, so you think we need them. While being Ashcroft, take away your rights to freedom. Bear witness to the sickness of these dictators. Hope you understand the time, brother, cause it's major.
What would you do if you knew all the things we knew? Would you stand up for truth?
Why my records always come the same? Keep it real, ain't no fillers, motherfucker blingin'. Mine eyes seen the gory of the coming of the beast. So every story, every word, I'm saying fuck peace. See, you could witness the Illuminati body count. Don't be surprised, these is devils that I'm talking about. You think a couple thousand lies mean shit to killers? Nigga, I swear to God, we the ones, ain't no villains. Or any other word they think to demonize a country. Ain't no terror threat unless approval rating slumping. So I'ma say it for the record, we the ones that planned it. Ain't no other country took a part, I had their hand in. Just a way to keep you scary so you think you need them. Praising Bush, why that killer take away your freedom? How many of us got discovered but ignore the symptoms? Niggas talking loud but ain't nobody saying shit. And with the Fourth Amendment gone,
on, eyes are on the first. That's why I'm spitting cyanide each and every verse. I see the Carlisle Group and Harris bank accounts. I see them plead the fifth each and every session now. And while Reichstag burns, see the public buy it. I see the profiling, see the media's compliance. War's good for business, see the vicious make a savior. Hope you understand the time, brother, cause it's major.
What would you do if you knew all the things we know? Would you stand up for truth, or would you turn away too? And then what if you saw all of the things that's wrong? Would you stand tall and strong, or would you turn and walk away? What would you do if you knew all the things we knew? Would you stand up for truth, or would you turn away too?
We have waged a deliberate campaign of arrest and detention to remove suspected terrorists who violate the law from our streets. Our efforts have been crafted carefully to avoid infringing on constitutional rights while saving American lives.
And the next day, I was at the bars with a group of friends, and they said I couldn't become, one of them said that I couldn't become the president of the United States because I am a woman and I am Muslim. And after September 11th, they think that Somalians are terrorists. They're not.
When I got to my car, there was a gentleman who was just done with pouring gas on the cars in an attempt to burn them. Taken by surprise, I asked him what he was doing there, but there was no response from him. He started walking away with a can of gas in one of his hands and a handgun in the other that I thought by then it was a torch. When I saw that, I really insisted on knowing what he was doing there, so I asked him, "Sir, I'm sorry, I can't let you leave before telling me what you were doing here." His only response was, he looked at me and he said, "I'm gonna shoot you." And then I realized that he had a gun in the other hand. And I was really surprised that I was never put in such a position, even in the Middle East, for 25 years that I lived there. So my reaction was, "You wanna shoot me? Shoot me." And he really did, started clicking his gun. And again, the bullet did not leave the chamber like three times. And he started running away, and he tried one fourth time where it really did leave the chamber, and it missed, fortunately.
On February 22nd, 2002, something happened I never thought possible. For after all, this is America. Yet, that morning at 5 a.m., something did occur that would severely revolutionize our life forever. My parents and my sister were stolen away from us. About seven FBI and INS agents barged into our once wonderful home and dragged them out of bed with guns and flashlights. Now my sister and I have been scattered among homes waiting to see our parents come home in Linwood. I couldn't have even imagined this 1 year ago, but now it's something that I replay every day of my life. My mother, my father, and my 20-year-old sister have been suffering tremendously during their 8-month detention. My mother currently suffers from Crohn's disease. It's a very bad intestinal infection that does not have a cure. She keeps a very strict diet that she has been taken to the hospital 20 times, and this proves that they are not providing the proper diet or treatment. Recently, the INS, who I believe caused and ignored a lump in her breast. Her health is drastically deteriorating. My mother honestly believes that if she isn't out of there soon, she will die. My sister suffers from severe kidney stones. She misses food, her bed, and her family, and her freedom. It breaks her heart that a country that she loves and calls home since she was 9 years old is making her family go through this just because they're Arab Muslims. As for my father, he left Syrian from injustice to find himself locked up in a country that he loves. He kept saying there's justice in this country. I hope justice shows up at our doorstep soon. They feed them oatmeal in the morning, a cup of noodle at lunch and dinner. I don't know if you guys have ever heard someone crying of hunger. Well, we do, every time we talk to them on the phone. Putting all that aside for now, there's even a bigger dilemma. Two federal courts have found serious legal and constitutional questions concerning the case of my family. This includes claims under the Convention Against Torture and Ineffective Assistance of Counsel. Three expert witnesses have concluded that my family will be tortured and possibly killed if they return to Syria. Without immediate attention, my family will remain in custody at the INS facilities. The INS should stop trying every effort to deport my family and reconsider the instant release of my family. I condemn and hold the INS liable for exceeding the bounds of human dignity and justice with unlawful and callous detention of my family. I abhor the abusive mistreatment and the crude measures used by the INS to crush our spirit. I demand that my family be released immediately as mandated by the law, in accordance with the respect for human dignity, human rights, and American law, if not anything for the sake of us kids. The family should be reunited, so please help. I don't know what I have to lose. I don't want to lose my parents, but I don't want to lose my dad to the government and my mother to illness. They're too good of people to suffer this much. God bless you, and God bless America.
A federal agent raided my store. I came to my store. I was personal search, although I was quickly released. Before I come to the store, half of my grocery were loaded on a truck, as well as my coolers and my shelves units. I was given no explanation for the raid. I later found out that the real target of the raid was a money wiring transfer in my store. Although we have a different business license and different name of the business. Unfortunately, the problem did not end. After my store reopened, I received a letter from the USDA charging me a food stamp fraud or food stamp trafficking. On suspend my ability to accept food stamp. Most of my customers are low-income families who depend on food stamp, so my business effectively shut down. Two other Somali stores as well.
بعد الحادي عشر من سبتمبر.
After the 11th of September,
أصبح جيرانا أسوأ وأسوأ.
My neighbor became worse and worse.
حيث خرجوا من شقتهم وبقوا هناك يسمعوننا بعض الكلمات البذيئة.
They went out of sight of the house and with the intention to let us hear the profane language.
قالوا لنا إننا إرهابيون.
They told us that we are terrorists.
وإننا ليس فينا الخير.
And that we are people who are not good.
وأنه يجب علينا أن نترك الولايات المتحدة.
And that we have must, that we must leave United States.
لقد مرضت زوجتي بسبب هذا.
My wife got sick because of this situation.
لقد كانت مرعوبة.
She was scared.
لم تستطيع النوم.
She was unable to sleep.
ولم نذق طعم النوم بسبب شعورنا بعدم الأمان.
And we haven't tasted the taste of sleeping for a period of time because we didn't have safety.
إنها تود الرجوع إلى العراق.
She would like to return back to Iraq.
إن الكثير من العرب والمسلمين يشعرون بنفس الشيء.
Many of the Arabs and Muslims feel the same way.
الذي نحس به.
That we feel ourselves.
لأنهم لا يشعرون بالأمان والطمأنينة.
Because they don't feel safe.
في الولايات المتحدة.
In the United States.
إنهم ينتظرون.
They are waiting.
خاصة أولئك الذين جاءوا من العراق.
Especially those who came from Iraq.
إنهم ينتظرون زوال أو إطاحة صدام حسين من الحكومة.
They are waiting for the departure or the removal of Saddam Hussein from power.
عندها سيرجعون لبلدهم حيث سيشعرون بالأمان أكثر.
And at that time they will be able to go back to their country and they will feel safe.
وبطمأنينة وراحة أكثر.
And with the most comfort.
لقد تحدث مع المدير.
I talked to the principal, to the manager.
فلم تبدي أي اهتمام.
And didn't show me any attention.
وقالت عني إني كذاب.
And she told me that I was a liar.
أردت منهم تنحية المدير.
She was claiming that I was trying to remove the manager from there.
لأنني لست وحدي بل هناك الكثيرون الذين قاسوا وعانوا.
But it is not just me, but me and other people who suffered because of this situation.
إنهم يكابدون.
They are really suffering.
وهل تفهمون ما أقول؟
Do you understand what I mean?
So I just had to play in a secret place they never went into, but I knew where one place they never let to play, so I went there, and they never found out where I was.
Why do you think she was doing that to you?
I don't know, I think she doesn't like me.
What did it make you feel like?
Sad and kind of mad.
When you go to the airport, and you see every time you go there, you're confronted with a turban man being searched, it starts to perpetuate the stereotypes that exist. Perpetuates the stereotypes that turban people are bad, that turban people are terrorists, that turban people, for some reason, are deserving of higher scrutiny than other citizens. Ultimately, in the light of all the events that have occurred, in the face of all the harassment that I have personally faced, and that many that look similar to me have faced, I've had to change my view on what I once thought this country was all about. I had to change my thoughts about what I was born and raised believing American ideals were. At some point, and perhaps it was a bit naive, I believe there is no such thing as a second-class citizen. I'm living proof that there is such a class. Both the state and federal government, both the executive branch, the judicial branch, and the legislative branch are willing to give a false sense of security to the first-class citizens at the expense of a second-class citizen.
On September 13th at 11 p.m., I was told by the dispatch staff to pick up two customers from a restaurant close to the airport.
ਜਦੋਂ ਮੈਂ ਉੱਥੇ ਪਹੁੰਚਿਆ ਤਾਂ ਦੋਹਾਂ ਵਿੱਚੋਂ ਇੱਕ ਬੰਦਾ ਬਾਹਰ ਆਇਆ ਅਤੇ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਮੇਰੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਚਲਾਉਣ ਲੱਗਾ, you are a terrorist.
When I reached the location, one of the two gentlemen came outside and started shouting, you are a terrorist.
ਮੈਂ ਸਮਝ ਗਿਆ ਕਿ ਉਹਨੂੰ ਮੇਰੀ ਪੱਗ ਅਤੇ ਦਾੜੀ ਵੇਖ ਕੇ ਗਲਤੀ ਲੱਗੀ ਹੈ ਅਤੇ ਮੈਂ ਉਸ ਬੰਦੇ ਨੂੰ ਦੱਸਿਆ ਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਸਿੱਖਾਂ ਅਤੇ ਮੇਰਾ ਟੈਰਰਿਸਟ ਨਾਲ ਕੋਈ ਵਾਸਤਾ ਨਹੀਂ।
I knew he was mistaking me because of my turban and beard, and I explained to the gentleman that I was a Sikh and did not have anything to do with the terrorist.
ਦੂਜਾ ਬੰਦਾ ਅਜੇ ਬਾਹਰ ਨਹੀਂ ਸੀ ਆਇਆ ਆ ਰਿਹਾ। ਮੈਂ ਕਿਹਾ ਕਿ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਚਾਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੋ ਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਟੈਕਸੀ ਜ਼ਿਆਦਾ ਦੇਰ ਰੋਕਾਂ ਤਾਂ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਮੀਟਰ ਚਲਾਉਣਾ ਪਵੇਗਾ।
The other man was not showing up, so I said, if you would like me to wait longer, I will have to switch the meter on.
ਇਸ ਉੱਤੇ ਉਹ ਬੰਦਾ ਭੜਕ ਪਿਆ ਅਤੇ ਫਿਰ ਚਲਾਉਣ ਲੱਗਾ, ਯੂ ਆਰ ਟੈਰਰਿਸਟ ਅਸਾਮਾ, ਯੂ ਹੈਵ ਰਿਨਿਊਡ ਐਂਡ ਬਲੋਨ ਅਪ ਅਮਰੀਕਾ।
ਐਟ ਦਿਸ ਹੀ ਗਾਟ ਵੈਰੀ ਐਜੀਟੇਟਡ ਐਂਡ ਸਟਾਰਟਡ ਸ਼ਾਊਟਿੰਗ, ਯੂ ਆਰ ਅ ਟੈਰਰਿਸਟ ਅਸਾਮਾ, ਯੂ ਹੈਵ ਰੂਇਨਡ ਅਸ ਐਂਡ ਬਲੋਨ ਅਪ ਅਮਰੀਕਾ।
ਮੈਂ ਉਸ ਦੀਆਂ ਗੱਲਾਂ ਦੀ ਪਰਵਾਹ ਨਹੀਂ ਕੀਤੀ ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਜਾਪਦਾ ਸੀ ਕਿ ਉਸਨੇ ਪੀਤੀ ਹੋਈ ਹੈ।
ਆਈ ਇਗਨੋਰਡ ਹਿਮ ਬਿਕਾਜ਼ ਹੀ ਸੀਮਡ ਟੂ ਬੀ ਡਰੰਕ।
ਫਿਰ ਦੂਜਾ ਬੰਦਾ ਵੀ ਆ ਗਿਆ ਅਤੇ ਪਹਿਲੇ ਨੇ ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਦੱਸਿਆ ਕਿ ਇਹ ਅਤਵਾਦੀ ਹੈ, ਅਤਵਾਦੀ ਆਪਣੀ ਟੈਕਸੀ ਸਾਡੇ ਲਈ ਰੋਕ ਨਹੀਂ ਸਕਦਾ।
ਫਾਈਨਲੀ ਦਾ ਅਦਰ ਪਰਸਨ ਸ਼ੋਡ ਅਪ ਐਂਡ ਦਾ ਫਰਸਟ ਜੈਂਟਲਮੈਨ ਟੋਲਡ ਦਾ ਸੈਕੰਡ ਮੈਨ, ਹੀ ਇਜ਼ ਅ ਟੈਰਰਿਸਟ, ਦਾ ਟੈਰਰਿਸਟ ਕੈਨਟ ਵੇਟ ਹਿਸ ਟੈਕਸੀ ਫਾਰ ਅਸ।
ਫਿਰ ਦੋਵੇਂ ਮਿਲ ਕੇ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਬੁਰਾ ਭਲਾ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਅਤੇ ਮੇਰੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਚਲਾਉਣ ਲੱਗੇ।
ਦੈਨ ਬੋਥ ਆਫ ਦੈਮ ਜੁਆਇਨ ਟੁਗੇਦਰ ਇਨ ਕਾਲਿੰਗ ਮੀ ਨੇਮਸ ਐਂਡ ਸ਼ਾਊਟਿੰਗ ਐਟ ਮੀ।
ਮੈਨੂੰ ਖਤਰਾ ਲੱਗਿਆ ਅਤੇ ਮੈਂ ਫਿਰ ਕਿਹਾ, ਇਸ ਲਈ ਮੈਂ ਟੈਕਸੀ ਚਲਾਉਣ ਤੋਂ ਨਾ ਕਰ ਦਿੱਤੀ।
I became very alarmed and was afraid for my safety, so I refused to drive and requested them to vacate my taxi.
ਜਦੋਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਟੈਕਸੀ ਚੋਂ ਨਿਕਲਣ ਤੋਂ ਇਨਕਾਰ ਕੀਤਾ ਤਾਂ ਮੈਂ ਕਿਹਾ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਪੁਲਿਸ ਬੁਲਾਉਣੀ ਪਵੇਗੀ।
When they refused to get out of the taxi, I said that I would have to call the police.
ਉਹਨਾਂ ਕਿਹਾ ਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਇੰਜ ਨਾ ਕਰਾਂ ਅਤੇ ਜਦੋਂ ਮੈਂ ਫੋਨ ਚੁੱਕਣ ਦੀ ਕੋਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਕੀਤੀ ਤਾਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਮੇਰੀ ਬਾਹ ਫੜ ਲਈ।
They told me that I should not do so, and when I tried to reach for my phone, they grabbed my arm.
ਮੈਂ ਕੁੱਦ ਕੇ ਟੈਕਸੀ ਚੋਂ ਬਾਹਰ ਆ ਗਿਆ ਤਾਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੋਹਾਂ ਨੇ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਫੜ ਲਿਆ।
I jumped out of the cab and both of them grabbed me. They tore
ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਮੇਰੀ ਦਾੜੀ ਫੜਨ ਅਤੇ ਪੱਗ ਲਾਉਣ ਦੀ ਕੋਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਕੀਤੀ। ਇਹ ਇੱਕ ਸਿੱਖ ਵਜੋਂ ਇਹ ਗੱਲ ਮੇਰੇ ਲਈ ਬਹੁਤ ਹੀ ਦਰਦਨਾਕ ਸੀ।
They tore part of my beard and knocked my turban on the side. This was extremely humiliating to me as a Sikh.
ਮੈਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਤੱਕ ਤੱਕ ਕੇ ਬਚ ਨਿਕਲਣ ਦੀ ਕੋਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਕੀਤੀ ਤੇ ਰੈਸਟੋਰੈਂਟ ਅੰਦਰ ਦੌੜ ਗਿਆ
I tried to push them to get away and ran inside the restaurant
ਮੈਂ ਮਦਦ ਮੰਗੀ ਅਤੇ ਫੈਸਲਾ ਕੀਤਾ ਕਿ ਭਾਵੇਂ ਕੁਝ ਵੀ ਹੋ ਜਾਏ ਮੈਂ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦੋਹਾਂ ਬੰਦਿਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਬਚ ਕੇ ਨਹੀਂ ਨਿਕਲਣ ਦਿਆਂਗਾ ਮੈਂ ਜਾਣਦਾ ਸਾਂ ਕਿ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਕੋਲ ਕੋਈ ਹਥਿਆਰ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੈ ਇਸ ਲਈ ਮੈਂ ਪੈਦਲ ਹੀ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਪਿੱਛਾ ਕੀਤਾ ਅਤੇ 911 ਫੋਨ ਕਰਦਾ ਰਿਹਾ
I asked for help and they decided that no matter what I will not let these two men get away I knew they did not have a weapon and so I pursued them on foot and called 911 on my phone
ਉਹ ਸੜਕ ਪਾਰ ਕਰ ਗਏ ਅਤੇ ਮੈਂ 911 ਉੱਤੇ ਫੋਨ ਕਰ ਰਿਹਾ ਸੀ ਕਿ ਪੁਲਿਸ ਦੀ ਇੱਕ ਕਾਰ ਨੂੰ ਲਾਲ ਬੱਤੀ ਉੱਤੇ ਖੜੀ ਦੇਖਿਆ ਪੁਲਿਸ ਅਫਸਰ ਸ਼ੁਰੂ ਵਿੱਚ ਤਾਂ ਬਹੁਤ ਰੁੱਖੀ ਸੀ ਪਰ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦੋਹਾਂ ਬੰਦਿਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਫੜਵਾਉਣ ਲਈ ਇੱਕ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਨਾਲ ਤਰਲੇ ਮਿੰਤਾਂ ਕਰਨੀਆਂ ਪਈਆਂ
They crossed the road and I was on the phone with 911 when I saw a police car standing at a traffic light. The officer was in fact a little rude at first and I had to literally beg her for help in catching the two culprits.
ਆਖਰ ਹਵਾਈ ਅੱਡੇ ਵੱਲੋਂ ਆਉਂਦੇ ਇੱਕ ਹੋਰ ਪੁਲਿਸ ਅਫਸਰ ਨੇ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦੋਹਾਂ ਬੰਦਿਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਫੜ ਲਿਆ ਤੇ ਆਪਣੀ ਕਾਰ ਵਿੱਚ ਮੋੜ ਲਿਆਂਦਾ।
Another officer finally caught up with them and brought them back in his car.
ਉਹਨਾਂ ਤੋਂ ਅਤੇ ਮੇਰੇ ਤੋਂ ਪੁੱਛਗਿੱਛ ਕੀਤੀ ਗਈ।
They were questioned and so was I.
ਫਿਰ ਪਹਿਲੀ ਅਫਸਰ ਨੇ ਮੇਰੇ ਕੋਲ ਆਏ ਤੇ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੀ ਕਿ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਬੰਦਿਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਮੈਂ ਕਾਉਂਟੀ ਤੋਂ ਬਾਹਰ ਲੈ ਜਾਏਗੀ ਅਤੇ ਉਹ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਕਦੇ ਤੰਗ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰਨਗੇ।
Then the first officer approached me and said that she would take them out of the county and they would never trouble me again.
Usne mainu salah ditti ki main baqaida report darj na karwaawan par main eh gall okka na manni.
She advised me against filing a formal complaint but I absolutely refused.
Mainu fikr eh si ki je inhan nu chhad ditta gaya tan kal nu eh phir kise hor sikh driver naal inj da batira karnge.
My concern was that tomorrow they will meet another sikh taxi driver wearing a turban and will behave the same way if they are allowed to go free
main ad gaya ke main shikayat darj karwani hai ate inhan nu giraftar karwana hai
I said I absolutely want to file a case and want you to arrest them
mere bahut jidd karan utte us police officer ne report darj kiti
finally because of my persistence she filed a report
us to baad police officer da vyavhar kafi changa si ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੋਹਾਂ ਬੰਦਿਆਂ ਨੂੰ 3 ਮਹੀਨੇ ਕੈਦ ਹੋਈ
They were very helpful after that the two men were given a short 3 month sentence
ਉਸ ਦਿਨ ਤੋਂ ਮੇਰੀ ਪਤਨੀ ਅਤੇ ਮੇਰੀ ਪਤਨੀ ਨੂੰ ਮੇਰੇ ਟੈਕਸੀ ਚਲਾਉਣ ਉੱਤੇ ਫਿਕਰ ਲੱਗਾ ਰਹਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ
Ever since then my wife has been very scared to let me drive a taxi
ਪਰ ਮੈਂ ਤਾਂ ਪਰਿਵਾਰ ਦਾ ਖਰਚਾ ਚਲਾਉਣਾ ਕਰਜ਼ਾ ਲਾਉਣੇ ਅਤੇ ਮੈਂ ਸਮਝਦਾ ਹਾਂ ਕਿ ਮੇਰੀ ਜਾਨ ਨੂੰ ਖਤਰਿਆਂ ਦੇ ਬਾਵਜੂਦ ਵੀ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਟੈਕਸੀ ਚਲਾਉਣੀ ਪਵੇਗੀ ਅਤੇ ਆਪਣੇ ਬੱਚਿਆਂ ਤੇ ਪਰਿਵਾਰ ਦਾ ਉਜਲ ਭਵਿੱਖ ਲਈ ਕੰਮ ਕਰਨਾ ਪਵੇਗਾ
But I have a family to raise a mortgage to pay and I realize despite these dangers to my life I will still need to drive the taxi and work towards a better future for my children and family
ਮੈਂ ਹੁਣ ਵੀ ਬਹੁਤ ਕੋਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਚੌਕਸ ਰਹਿੰਦਾ ਹਾਂ ਖਾਸ ਕਰਕੇ ਰੈਸਟੋਰੈਂਟ ਨੂੰ ਜਾਣ ਤੋਂ ਪਰਹੇਜ਼ ਕਰਦਾ ਹਾਂ ਜਿੱਥੇ ਲੋਕ ਬਹੁਤ ਰੁੱਖੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਹਨ
I still try to be very careful and particularly avoid going to restaurants where people are less than polite.
ਹੁਣ ਵੀ ਕਈ ਵਾਰ ਅਜਿਹੀਆਂ ਸਵਾਰੀਆਂ ਮਿਲਦੀਆਂ ਹਨ ਜੋ ਕਿ you are bin laden you are a terrorist ਵਰਗੀਆਂ ਗੱਲਾਂ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹਨ.
There are at times that I still meet customers who make comments like you are bin laden you are terrorist.
ਪਰ ਮੈਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਵੱਲ ਧਿਆਨ ਨਹੀਂ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਸੋਚਦਾ ਹਾਂ ਕਿ ਜੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਸਜ਼ਾ ਦਵਾ ਵੀ ਦਿੱਤੀ ਉਹ ਛੇਤੀ ਛੁੱਟ ਜਾਣਗੇ ਅਤੇ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਹੋਰ ਵੀ ਪਰੇਸ਼ਾਨ ਕਰਨਗੇ
but I ignored them thinking that even if I press charges they will soon be free and may harm me even further
ਮੈਂ ਉਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਦੀ ਕੋਈ ਕੁਝ ਹੀ ਹਾਲਤ ਪੈਦਾ ਹੋਣ ਤੋਂ ਟਾਲਣਾ ਸਿੱਖ ਗਿਆ ਹਾਂ
I have learned to avoid creating a scene
ਅਦਾਲਤ ਨੇ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਪੁੱਛਿਆ ਕਿ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਪਹੁੰਚੇ ਨੁਕਸਾਨ ਨੂੰ ਪੂਰਾ ਕਰਨ ਲਈ ਕੀ ਕੀਤਾ ਜਾ ਸਕਦਾ ਹੈ
the court asked me what could be done to fulfill my loss
ਮੈਂ ਦੱਸਿਆ ਕਿ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਪਹੁੰਚੇ ਦੁੱਖ ਨੂੰ ਘਟ ਕਰਨ ਲਈ ਕੋਈ ਵੀ ਕੁਝ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰ ਸਕਦਾ ਇਸ ਘਟਨਾ ਨਾਲ ਮੇਰਾ ਦਿਲ ਟੁੱਟ ਗਿਆ ਹੈ ਤੇ ਦੁੱਖ ਪੀੜ ਅਤੇ ਡਰ ਵਿੱਚ ਜੀ ਰਿਹਾ ਹਾਂ
I told them that there was nothing that anyone could offer me that would heal my pain the event has broken my heart I live in anguish pain and fear
thank you
one boy took my basketball and he started punching me till a teacher came and like gave me my basketball back and I was on the ground crying I've been hit so many times it's like I don't even know why the point I came to America for when I moved to Auburn I thought I might go away thought because nobody knew me here, so I was like, maybe I could be different. Yeah, but still, then September 11th happened and people started getting mean to me again. Called me Habib, Towelhead, Pepperhead, everything like that.
Has it gone away?
No. People still call me those names here.
What would you say to kids who are bullying other kids?
Why don't you just quit? Can't you see it hurts people, even if they don't show it?
After September 11, the Somali were targeted. A few days after the attack, a 16-year-old Somali was attacked and stabbed in a gas station in West Seattle. A few days later, six Somali women were fired from their jobs. Our men are being harassed constantly from being Muslim and Somali. We are targeted by the media, by the citizens of this country, and almost we feel that we are back in Somalia with no voice and no right. Today, wearing a hijab, it has become a target of being a terrorist. Becoming a Muslim, it was a sense of peace, but today it means we are killers. We are not. We came here the same reason a lot of your ancestors came to the United States. For the freedom of religion, freedom of speech. But after September 11, we feel those rights have been taken away from us. Our girls, they cannot go out and shop because they are wearing the hijab. We are here in America, our new home. And we would like to tell our story, even though it's so painful, and I am only one person, but we're here, and we're here to stay. We are not terrorists, we are not murderers, but we're your neighbors, your schoolmates, your friends.
The greatest Americans have not been born yet. They are waiting patiently for the past to die. Please give blood. Those crumbled tablets would share a story with a burning bush. Where is that voice from nowhere to remind us that the holy ground we walk on, purified by native blood, has rooted trees whose fallen leaves now color code a sacred list of demands? Who among us can give translation of autumn hues to morning news? The anchor man thrown overboard has simply rooted us in history's repeating cycle, a nation in its saddened ears that won't acknowledge karma. Where is that voice from nowhere, the ones your prophets spoke of? There are voices from fear, disconnected from their diaphragms, dangling from coffee-covered teeth that spill into our laps and scorch our privates. There are voices from the sides of necks, some already noosed, dangling participles, pronouns, running for sentence, serving life in corner offices and ghetto corners. Their voices are the same, dead to themselves, numb to the possibility of truth existing beyond that which they can palm in their hands, period. There are voices of elders, which seem to do no more than damn us to our childish ways. For in many households, wisdom no longer comes with age. So where is that voice from nowhere? That burning bush, that passing dove? I hear the voices of generals calling for ammunition, presidents calling for arms, women calling for help. Where is that voice from nowhere? That God of Abraham? Can he be heard over the gunfire, the whiz of passing missiles, the crash of buildings, the cries of children, the crack of bones, the shriek of sirens? Or is that his mighty voice? Your angry God craving the sacrifice of virgin generation sons degenerate. Your holy books written in red ink on burning sands. Your prayers between rounds do no more than fasten the fate of your children to the hammered truth of your trigger. A truth that mushrooms its darkened cloud over the rest of us, so that we too bear witness to the short-lived fate of a civilization that worships a male god. Your weapons are phallic, all of them. That dummy that sits on your lap is no longer a worthwhile spectacle. His shrunken pale face leaves little room for imagination. We have spotted your moving lips and have pinned the voice to its proper source. It is a source of madness, a source of hunger of power, a source of weakness, a source of evil. We have exited your coliseum and are encircling your box office, demanding our families back, our cultures back, our rituals back, our gods back, so that we may return them to their proper source, the source of life, the source of creation, our mother's womb, the great goddess. We will cut through the barbed wire hangers and chastity belts. We will climb in and incubate our spirits through the winter. We will wait through the degenerate course of your repeated history. We will wait for the past to die.
Terrorism hits America, what now?
Comes down to this. We're faced with an enemy who are determined to destroy us, and we have no hope of negotiating a peace. Unless that changes, we are justified in doing anything we can to survive.
And the enemy is much more elusive, equally as formidable, in the sense of being, I would use the word, evil.
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 Evildoers.
World Trade Center, center of the sky. Oh, looming phallic destiny, running slave ships on the side. Did you fall 'cause chaos came, or are you chaos with another name? You tried to build power out of steel and glass, and then it got knocked down on its ass. You lured the people there with your corporate sneer and cheer, and the people all went in. American dreams got built on fear. And now the smoke is all we see, crawling corpses over our city. And the planes are in my hair, I can't even make a phone call from up here. And the smoke is rising and flags are too. Propaganda, prop your hands up, good and evil goo. And the citizens are encouraged to pray, but two hands together never made slaves, not slaves. Well, two hands together never made slaves, not slaves. And the robot president blinks three times in between his boos and lines. He says we're gonna win. Win what? Hypocrites are bloody in their guts. Hypocrites are bloody in their guts. And now all five boroughs are watching, dust and dying floating up from the bottom of Manhattan. It's my generation growing up.